to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be live with you on this Wednesday, the 26th of April, 2006, for the next 2 hours out of the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network. My guest today, Andreas von Bülow. You may have heard this gentleman on the air before. He served as the Secretary of State in the German Federal Ministry of Defense from 1976 to 1980, and Minister for Research and Technology from 80 to 82, now both during the Chancellor Helmut Schmidt's administration, and was regarded as a rising star of German politics at the time. He also served for 25 years as an SPD member of the German Parliament. That was from 1969 till 1994. In the late 80s and early 90s, he served on the Parliamentary Committee on Intelligence Services. His book entitled The CIA in September 11th alleges that the U.S. government, their complicity in 9/11. He argues that 9/11 was a covert operation in which the CIA and the Israeli Mossad played a role. He suggests remote control had been used to direct the hijacked planes into their targets, that the WTC Towers collapsed due to the explosives, and that no planes crashed into the Pentagon or in Pennsylvania. Funny, Hollywood just came out with a movie, Flight 93, that's going to be opening in theaters across the country on Friday. By the way, there is a, in the Detroit News, they did a question. Do you think it's too soon to see a movie like this? Well, yeah, I would hope it's never, because it is nothing but contrived garbage. And it was real interesting. When they did the poll, 45% of the people weren't interested in even seeing the movie. Now, in there might be a mix of people that are questioning the 9/11 incident. Because who would want to be unpatriotic and not see that great film? He states, and I'm talking about Andreas von Bülow, whoever wants to understand the CIA's methods has to deal with its main task of covert operations. Below the level of war and outside international law, foreign states are to be influenced by inciting insurrections of terrorist attacks, usually combined with drugs and weapons trade and money laundering, since, however, it must not under any circumstances come out of there is an intelligence agency behind it. All traces are erased with tremendous deployment of resources. Well, they also have another one. They now have Tony Snow, that used to be of the fair and balanced Fox News, to be the spinmeister for the President of the United States. By the way, he used to write for the Detroit News. Ironies of ironies. We'll be back on the other side with my guest today, Andreas von Bülow, right after this. The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Rubbing a well for the Republic Trading Group, renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British sovereign. Each gold British sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898. Or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
In just a couple of months, ladies and gentlemen, September 11th, 2006, it will be 5 years since 9/11. All right, we can simply just say 9/11, and everybody knows what we're talking about. It's not when you say 9/11 anymore, it's not 911 and a police emergency number. Everybody recognizes 9/11. We've spent about 5 years scratching our heads, digging around in the informational rubble to try to make sense of September 11, 2001. And in this man's opinion, the only thing that I could see was it was our Reichstag fire. It was an event that was taken advantage of, perpetrated by elements of our government. The question is who is directly responsible and are they ever going to come to trial? See, this should be classified, ladies and gentlemen, as an open murder case. 3,000 Americans died on September 11, 2005, but not the way our dear government has explained it. I have with me this afternoon Andreas von Bülow. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Fine. I'm wonderful. It's a wonderful evening in Germany.
And I understand it's a little late over there. We apologize.
It's, It's very late, yeah. It's 1 hour before midnight, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you spending the time. If I had an earlier show, that might be a little better. Are you in Bonn, Germany?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Yeah, I spent a couple of years over there, all over the place, Illesheim, Nuremberg, Stuttgart. It's a wonderful country over there.
Southern Germany, yeah.
Yeah, and of course it was prior to the wall coming down over there, and I understand your people have had assorted problems trying to absorb half of your former country over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. 9/11. From your vantage point, Andreas, what happened on September 11, 2001?
Oh, well, I think you have four options to find out or to classify what has gone on at this horrible day. We watched everything on TV in Germany, as you did in the United States. We were horrified of this, and but we had to think about it. What is the meaning of it? And I think you have four options to find out what was going on. The first is that the government of the United States didn't know anything about 9/11 coming, didn't know anything about the possibility of hijacking big airplanes, passenger airplanes, and driving them and flying them into huge objects in the United States. So this is a strike out of the blue option. Now we know after some years that at 9/11 there were a lot of air exercises going on. One exercise was playing with the scenario of hijacked airplanes. At 9/11, at the morning of 9/11, I think up to a double-digit number of passenger airplanes were supposed in the exercise to be hijacked. And there were blips introduced into the control consoles of the Federal Aviation Agency, so that they didn't know what was real and what was exercised. So nothing is now finally totally out of thinking about it. Then the next option is they knew a lot of things, but they didn't get the picture, the whole picture. The CIA knew something, and the FBI knew something, and some other agencies knew quite a lot, but they were not able to bring about the picture. This is what the administration is now saying to the American public. But 14 terrorists were, before 9/11, under the control of CIA. So they knew about these people. One of this was Mohammed Atta in Hamburg. He was under control by CIA, but the CIA organized that he got a visa to go to the United States. So why did this happen? And three were with the FBI or more, I don't know. Finally we found out that it's very rare to think that the picture was not able to put together, because these so-called Muslims belong to Al-Qaeda and to this Osama bin Laden network, and Osama bin Laden was an asset of CIA in former times when he fought the Soviet Union. And these youngsters, about, I think, 30,000 out of the whole Muslim world were trained not only to fight Soviet troops, but also to organize car terror accidents in the former Soviet Union. And the third option is let it happen. They knew the whole picture. They knew what was going on, but they wanted to organize things in their way. This would be criminal negligence against these 3,000 dead Americans. And we know now that the war against Afghanistan and Iraq was prepared long before 9/11. And the fourth option is make it happen. The government is part of the whole the whole structure, the whole process. This is a very strange opinion, but on the other hand, if you watch the government destructing the evidence on the place, you get immediately the impression that there might be a covert operation going on by some elements of the Secret Service of the United States, perhaps even of other states. So they took away the steel where you can prove could prove whether explosions brought the towers down or fire. They are chasing anybody with doubts about what happened on 9/11 and the behavior of the American government as conspiracy nuts, instead of just discussing openly the doubtful questions.
Well, and
this is wondering. I'm wondering always why they behave like this, and especially in the first one or two options, if something went totally wrong on 9/11 and everything, nearly everything on the military field, on the Federal Aviation Agency field went totally wrong, then the responsible people had to be fired and there had to be consequences by the federal government. And instead of this, they got promotions.
Well, and Andreas, we're using the September 11, 2001. There's been many films made about it. There are questions that weren't even subject to review in front of the Keene Commission, the official 9/11 government report. There are so many questions, and what I am afraid of, and this is a good thing because this has made a lot of people in this country aware, and quite frankly, and this is a healthy notion that we Americans, we don't necessarily trust our government. The founders of this country let it be known that we shouldn't trust government, always be wary of it, always question it. We had an open and free society. We had a republic here at one time. And this was not a bad thing to question government. Now we're being told that if we question 9/11, that we're somehow being unpatriotic. We're not supporting Mr. Bush, his war on terrorism, and the whole nine yards. Now, out of your 4 points here, the no knowledge being the first one, confused intelligence being the second, which, and you rightfully said so, that this is the official story, that, well, we had inclinations and we had intelligence, but... hence, we couldn't bring all this all together and paint a good picture. That's why we took no action. The third point you made is let it happen. They had prior knowledge of it. Or the fourth one, make it happen. Which boat are you in, sir?
Well, in my book, I just put the question and asked if the government, a state like the United States is attacked like this, there should be a kind of a white book after 12 months of investigations, taking up all the leads who might be responsible, who didn't the right things on this day, who is probably responsible, and so on and so on. It would be published, and the experts all around the globe would look at this book and try to discuss this and finally come to the conclusion. What they did, they threatened the American Congress not to go too deep into this thing. They said a lot of things which happened on 9/11 and before and after are secret and are not touchable by normal people or even by the congressmen. So they manipulated the Congress from the first day on, and this is just unimaginable if you have a sober conscience, if you have not made any faults, and if you make any faults, and especially it was a few months after Clinton left his presidency and Bush took over, so he. Everything what happened on 9/11, everything what went wrong could have blamed on Clinton. It would be a very easy affair for the new Republican administration, but they did exactly the opposite.
All right, we've got to take...
This is so strange.
Yeah, Andreas...
I finally come to the fourth conclusion.
Okay, hold on. We've got to take the break from Bonn, Germany. Deutschland, we have Andreas von Bülow. It's about 11:19 p.m. over there right now. We'll be right back.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Saddam Hussein trial continues. Well, it keeps getting interrupted. I would think that this would be great television for the American people, seeing as how we launched a war on a country based on weapons of mass destruction and a threat to our country. But, of course, the kickoff for all of this and the reasonings, and we've discovered through the Project for a New American Century, that the dual citizenship fellows, I should say, they're highly upset about this. As a matter of fact, in Jewish newspapers today, they're talking about that they don't like the fact that President George Bush is relying too heavily on the reasons for being in Afghanistan, Iraq, and soon to be Iran is because of the Israeli government. They're backing off of this because they're afraid of anti-Semitism around the world. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about anti-Semitism. All I know is the truth. All as I know is we have been lied to repeatedly, and all requests for information about September 11, 2001 is out of the hands of the American people. And what I'm afraid that this might just end up doing, as with the JFK assassination, it's the who, it's the what, it's the where, it's the mechanism of how he was murdered, but not who murdered him and for what reason. Same thing I see shaping up here with September 11, 2001. We've got 3,000 dead Americans and foreigners. This was an international crime, and it's been conveniently covered up by the government and used for a host, a myriad of excuses for waging preemptive wars and, of course, shredding our Constitution in our country that provides our Bill of Rights and freedoms. Actually, be it known, they come from God. Government doesn't institute anything. It can't grant any freedoms any more than it can manufacture them, or better still, take them away. At least that's the assumption we've been operating under here in this country for some 230 years plus. Andreas, I wanted to ask you, you made mention here of the hijackers being under CIA control. And, of course, you're aware in June of 2001, the CIA was in a Dubai hospital talking to Mr. Osama bin Laden just a few months before September 11, 2001. He is the one that's been credited with masterminding this entire operation. What do you say to that? Osama bin Laden had anything to do with it, or is he just what everybody else thinks he is, al-CIA-da?
I think Osama bin Laden is a patsy, and especially his 19 youngsters are patsies. Probably they got invitation to go to the United States. They were driven around. They were paid, especially in Mohammed Atta got, I think, a few days before his death, $100,000 from the Pakistani Secret Service, which is working together with the CIA. So I think if you look at the passenger list until now, there is no Arab name on the passenger list. None of these 19 is on the passenger list. All the airports had a lot of video cameras watching the going on the procedures of entering the planes and going to the halls and so on and so on. On no video you can identify any of these 19 people. And then Mohammed Atta, he traveled with two suitcases in his suicide mission, which you normally don't do like that. And within this in the suitcases, which didn't make the connecting flight, you found his last will. You found a passport. You found lections on how to fly big airplanes and so on and so on. So it was really laid out to be found by the FBI and all these criminal investigators in order to blame these 19 people. In reality, there was a total different procedure going on. These huge buildings. Fall down in the velocity of free fall, as if in 1,000 feet high, you throw a stone down and it goes down in within, I think, 10 seconds, and that's exactly the same time which North and South Towers brought needed to get down on the footprint. It's totally impossible. A lot of people. A lot of fireworkers, a lot of insiders knew that they heard these explosions. There must be very mightful explosions going on and brought this building down. And this is especially true for the building number 7, World Trade Center number 7. It was not hit by an airplane. It had very small fires all the day long, and at the evening it fell down again in the velocity in the time of free fall. It's totally impossible. The version of the government is totally unbelievable.
Well, and there were witnesses, there were all sorts of things were eliminated from the Keene Commission. One of the people that they first tried to bring out was our old buddy Heinz Kissinger. Henry, he's known in circles, but the intelligence agencies. Well, during World War II, he worked for the Russians, and he was a double agent for the United States. That'd be one man that I would want in there investigating the murder of 3,000 people. We've got to take the break here. We've got a long segment coming up. Any specific questions for Mr. Von Bulow, 800-313-9443. We will recommence right after this break.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
And like any tyrannical governments of the past, ladies and gentlemen, the main function of government is to try to run everything. Given enough time, they'll assume all sorts of powers and authorities. And the one thing that the United States of America, we're still under siege here. Immediately after September 11, 2001, we were given the reason, well, the reason Osama bin Laden did this is because him and his compadres hate America's freedoms. So what did the government set about doing initially, right off of the bat? Taking away our freedoms. Not their freedoms, ladies and gentlemen, our freedoms. Homeland Security on this 100-year war on terror is designed to do nothing but to bring in a police state. And it's not only here in this country, it's worldwide. There's your goons for your new world order. I said that immediately when I saw them talking about Homeland Security and implementing Patriot Act. This is immediately what I thought about. The first country, by the way, to jump on board with a war on terrorism that is going to go on forever and ever, of course, was Spain. And, of course, they had their own little black bag operations going on over there to assure people that, yes, we're under terrorism attacks here. This has all been contrived, ladies and gentlemen, and until such time as we get control of our government back, throw the criminals out, put them in jail, tie rocks in a backpack and throw them in the Atlantic Ocean and tell them to swim back to England, or whatever the case may be. Not until such time are we going to be free of these, I don't even have a descriptive word for them, ladies and gentlemen, tyrants. In my estimation, treason of unprecedented extent is going on in this country right now. Let's go to the phones. Charles in Louisiana. Hello, Charles.
Hey again, Mr. Jones.
Hi.
Let me turn my radio now. It's good to hear you again.
Good. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, you know, since you got this new channel, I could hear you, but for a couple of months, I couldn't even get you.
Got you. What's on your mind, Charles?
Well, what I'm trying to do, Mr. Jones, right now, is trying to get all the older patriots to wake up somebody younger. And I tell you why. What I see here in Louisiana, the older patriots are getting sick and not caring no more. They're getting a lot of health problems. But as I try to pass the tapes out, which is hard to do with the gas prices, you know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to get them to wake up another a younger generation than themselves, so that we can keep the Patriot moving on. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to me. Let me get a take here from Andreas. Andreas, the globalist crowd out there, we know their aims and objectives. Wouldn't it have been better for them to wait another 25, 30 years until this generation that this man is speaking about had died off? Wouldn't it have been an easier takeover?
I didn't understand the position of the guy asking the question.
Well,
I can't answer it.
And Charles, you want to restate that?
Yeah. I'm trying. The patriots we got now are older people. They're older people right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get them, the older patriots, to wake up another generation, younger people. Because the older patriots are dying off. I mean, they're getting sick and they have a lot of medical problems. But if we let this generation die off, we won't have no more patriots left.
Yeah. I think you have to teach the younger. Otherwise, the liberty will die.
Yes. I'm trying
to fight. You have to fight immediately. It's extremely difficult to get liberty back.
Yes.
If you lose your freedom, as we lost in 1933, it took a horrible war, and losing this war and dying a lot of people in order to get our freedom back.
Yes, sir.
And the Hitler never got the majority in Germany, but he manipulated not only the public opinion, he tried to force the bourgeoisie, the parties of the bourgeoisie, to give him the power to raise a dictatorship. And he never got the majority in free elections. So it's very, very easy to lose your liberty and your freedom. And it's very dangerous and very difficult to fight it back.
Do you see any parallels here between Mr. Schicklgruber and Mr. Bush? Or, I'm sorry, Adolf?
Mr. Bush and?
Adolf Hitler.
No, I wouldn't say that. Otherwise, you would be already in the concentration camp.
Well, they're built.
Hitler took immediately all the people who could organize resistance. He put them immediately into concentration camps.
Well,
there were no free press, no radio, no TV at this time was not there.
Right.
But you didn't get any information, objective information of what's going on in the country.
Charles?
Yeah. Well, Mr. John, and there's another problem here. It's been on the news that people here in Louisiana are actually selling their kids as toys and bikes to get gas. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, I'm talking about 9/11 here, though, Charles, today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we do hear propaganda. I mean, it's done in a different way. The news media is giving us propaganda. You can't get no radios except, you know, the Patriot radios to give the truth out. So it's being done the same way as Hitler did it, just in a different order.
That's why I brought up the parallels between the two. I think they're striking.
That's right, but you are still on the air. You can be heard, and you can influence people. So this is totally different with the situation under Hitler.
But we need to use what we got to wake up other people. And I'm making a plea, Mr. Jones, and somebody buy the tapes from you and wake up, give out two or three copies. This is all I know how to do. And I'm asking people, I know it's hard right now, but buy a couple of tapes, keep the program on the air, for God's sakes, and try to wake somebody else up.
All right.
Or we're going to lose this country. It's already lost, I believe.
Well, I appreciate that, Charles. Thank you.
The country is lost by manipulation of the main media. That's the problem.
Well, what did Hitler use during his takeover of power over there? Yeah, you didn't have television.
First of all, he had from 1923 to 33. He organized an army to fight in civic war in Germany of 500,000 people, which were well armed. They were well paid. They got Swiss money, especially the officers. And by this force, he was able to cut down all the resistance. And after the Reichstagsbrand, he forbade all the parties. He forbade the unions. And then he organized a concentration camp and threw everybody who could organize a resistance within the media or within the unions and wherever. So the country was not able to resist any longer.
Well, we are constructing concentration camps here in this country. That's being done. I think we're in a little bit different position than Germany was during the 20s and 30s. Here in this country, we've got a stiff-necked lot of people that keep insisting about freedoms and constitutional rights or whatever the case may be. So the takeover has to be more gradual and it has to be more dramatic, such as Oklahoma City bombing. There were laws that were being passed that President Clinton had already drawn up. Conveniently, when Oklahoma City went up, those laws were enacted. That was just the warm-up. September 11, 2001, that was to institute a police state here in this country. Andres, I know that you've been following closely what has been happening here inside the United States, but I'll say again that to take over the American people, I don't think is going to be easy. Population-wise, there's a vast difference between 1930s Germany and the United States. But again, I think we're a little bit different country with a different culture and a little bit different background. It couldn't happen like that overnight. But they are, in fact, constructing their concentration camps and have been for a number of years here in this country. So I would say that we're very, very close.
Mm-hmm. But I think the main question today is the manipulation of the media. Or by the media.
Well,
if you have the coverage of the main media, the TV stations, the public get a total wrong picture of the world around them, and they vote uninformed as they are. And this is I think the big problem. So this is a soft way to do it, but you can do it by this.
You brought up a point, and I wanted to ask you about this because I'd heard this brought up in the last couple of days in our own media here. The Reichstag fire, was that a commie job or was that an inside Hitler job?
No, it was an inside Hitler job. But the people which are the inheritance of former Hitler people, they tried to convince people that the commies were doing this. Finally, they found out that a youngster out of Holland, which, strange enough, had a party membership book with him when he set the fire on the Reichstag, he was a patsy. He had only 30% eyelight. He was totally impossible. It was totally impossible for one person to burn or to bring this huge building of the Reichstag into a huge fire. So there were Nazi members coming out from the Goering Villa, which has a tunnel going to the Reichstag, and they prepared the fire to go out very, very strongly.
Yeah, Andre,
this is the fake. Again, there you have a fake story with these commies. They want to blame always only the commies, but they did it themselves.
I understand. It was kind of strange being, and I was in the military. I was part of the occupying force over there during the 70s. And it was strange because being in Nuremberg, I was actually in a Nazi concern. And walking out of there, they had laid 12-inch by 12-inch. And this was the start of going to the parade grounds there in Nuremberg where a lot of the Nazi rallies took place.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, walking through that concern and still seeing Nazi insignia plastered all over the place, it was one of the weirdest experiences of my life.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it really was. Back to the phones. Peter in Canada. Thanks for calling, Peter. What's on your mind?
Mr. Von Bulow, I just wanted to ask you, do you know whether or not the former spy chief from the East German Stasi, Marcus Wolf, is now working for Homeland Security?
For what?
For Homeland
Security.
Homeland Security, Marcus Wolf.
I don't know. I have no idea. He's a bright guy, and he knows quite a lot of how to handle this. And he is he is famous in the United States. He's famous in Israel, and I don't know for whom he is working.
Peter?
Okay, no, that's all I had, John.
Okay.
Thank you.
I appreciate your call. Ed in Pennsylvania. Hello, Ed.
Hello, John.
Yes.
Yeah, hi, John. Hi, Mr. Von Bulow. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Good, sir. Good, sir. You say that with such candidness when you you just said that right out, right, that the Reichstag fire wasn't caused by the communists.
No, no.
Yeah, you said that with such candidness. I knew that already, you know, like they had all the...
The Nazis tried to bring this about. This was the background in order to get this new law which forbade all parties and which made concentration camps possible and so on and so on.
Right.
So on this background they did it, and they organized it themselves. They run the police and they put the SR people into the police and made them vice sheriffs and so on and so on. So I'm totally convinced. I'm looked all the things over, and I think it's proof that not the communists, but and if you ask who profits from it, the communists were the least to profit from that.
Sure.
The Nazis was the first rank profiteers of this action.
You were saying that that radio is still on the air. Radio stations like this this broadcasting network and others that have the same type of format are still on the air. But I present to you that there is an old. I think there's a. And I heard of the saying about maybe 10 years ago. I said, well, why do you need propaganda? You have the television. You understand what
I'm
saying?
And you have to have the right people on the right place in the
That's
television.
Correct. So if you have a television,
and
televisions
then
are everywhere.
The journalists are asking, do you believe we are not free? Then I ask them, do you believe that you will succeed in your career if you are writing the different stuff, which is not in the mainstream area?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the way to handle things.
Sure, and I mean,
profitable units, and they need money, and they get money. And if you look at Rumsfeld's budget, for example, he has, I think, hundreds of millions of dollars in order to influence the public opinion around the globe. And this money is working its way through the editors and the publishing houses and the journalists.
Right. So basically, what you have is you have the outweighing of the popular opinion, outweighing the opinion, not just the opinion, but when you look at the facts and you research, which most Americans don't do, you know, you come up with with your own common sense conclusion, and then you're branded a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, sure, you are not.
I'll present the reasons that you say to people that this normal everyday, the status quo, just the regular Joe on the street, and you present this to him that the buildings came down in such of a fashion where, there was no way that an object could have hit it and came down in that kind of way.
Yeah.
And they look at you like, no, well, the girders were weakened. Okay, well, how were they?
Pancake theory, yeah.
How
that's
were they?
Pancake theory.
Can you research
everything.
It? Can you figure that out? And they say, oh, no, you can't do that. So they brand you a conspiracy theorist.
Right.
And that's what I get.
Yeah.
Well,
there's... But we have a government conspiracy theory, which is wrong.
Absolutely. Thanks for your call, Ed. Yeah. But more and more people, Andreas, are finding out about 9/11. We've had some Hollywood stars that have come out, music songwriters, artists in the music field that are coming out, and things are heating up. I wanted to ask you the question, is there anybody that in your past associates when you were in government, has anybody called you to discuss what your book was about?
No.
No?
No. It's in the people which are active in politics, they don't dare to touch the question because if as an official you are taking over this opinion, you have to fight the President of the United States, which is very difficult for a lot of politicians around the globe.
Well, I know the politicians in D.C. are getting a little skittish, as they say. There's a lot going on. They're trying to they run up here to the Iran war, which they've had to postpone here. But they have their problems. What do you you've been inside government for quite a few years. How do you see the scenario inside the United States shaping up right now?
What makes me very anxious is that there is no real opposition in the United States to this question. You have a bipartisan policy. If you look at Hillary Clinton, for example, she says Bush is not running the right way in Iraq. He has to put more troops into that and to put more money and be a little more intelligent in leading this war. So there is no dissenting opinion any longer in the public, and this is very strange. Normally, if a government or when a government makes such huge mistakes and is not open to answer the question and is not clearing up the mess after, before and during and after 9/11, normally the opposition would attack this and the whole media would play the same game. But everything is silent. As I find out in Germany, perhaps I'm not well informed, but this is very strange.
Well, I've had
and I don't know who the forces are behind that.
Yeah, we were talking about the media. Well, I know how they took over the media. We have a little thing called Council on Foreign Relations, and when we start talking about them, some 12, 15 years ago. They immediately put out their damage control pieces that are saying that, these anti-government people, they're saying that this is an organization that's geared for a world governance system, and that's just absolutely incorrect. These are the very same people, sir, that own the major newspapers or have influence on the editorial boards, that own outright or have their own people running the electronic media in this country. So the informational aspect of the of this country has been well taken over, and the only thing they're using it for right now is propaganda and conditioning purposes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I spoke very often before the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, so I doubt whether they are the bad guys. They were very interested in my very often dissenting opinions about what is going on about the communistic system and so on. I have problem with is whether it this electronic voting system in your country. Why don't you do it like the Europeans? They count their votes with different parties at the table, and there's control. And I think it's very quick. It's perhaps not as quick as the American system, but it's not open to manipulation as the American system.
I understand. Well, Andreas, I know that it's going on midnight over there, and I thank you very much for your time, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
All righty, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I don't know whether to go out and get drunk or just give up the business of radio. You know, is there anybody that's getting this? And what am I actually uncovering here? Am I uncovering anything? Am I bringing people to the forefront that I ask a few key questions, and once I hear the answers, that sends me off? It sends me over the edge, folks. I really don't know what to say. Council on Foreign Relations, they're just a bunch of good old boys. Yeah, I guess we've been all wrong here. You know, we've been all wrong. I guess our approach has been a little bit too paranoid. It's been too imaginative, without the ability to stick somebody's noose in the neck in the noose. I suppose that, this is just all conjecture. I should have taken that last break. Boy, do I really want to say what's on my mind right now. I think there are key individuals that are coming into this 9/11 movement to upset the apple cart, is what I believe, because this is one of the things that could bring down the governmental house of cards, so to speak. There have been very, very few people that have come out of the political circles to voice their opposition to what they're seeing. And I started to say this last hour, you know, we're getting carried away with getting into the questions and the nuances and the graphic depictions of 9/11. But are we any closer to finding out who's responsible? Because I don't want this to turn into a JFK thing. I mean, this guy was murdered on what? In November of 1963. And here we are in the year 2006, and nobody's ever been brought to trial and found guilty in the complicity of the murder of JFK. Are we going to be doing this 40 or 50 years from now with 9/11? Brian in Pennsylvania, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I just heard you saying that you're wondering if anybody's getting it, you know, and are you doing any good by being on the air? And
That was not my main point. My main point is that what I'm seeing going on here, Brian, is I'm seeing people that were in very high positions basically doing the covering their own butts and everybody else's.
They are covering their butts and they're ignoring and denying the problem. But there are people getting it. There's a lot of young people getting it. You had a caller previously from Louisiana.
Yes.
Talking about waking up the young people.
Right.
I think that's exactly what needs to be done. And it's happening. I mean, as evidenced by my sons and friends of theirs. I have one son that's in a rock band, and he wears a Alex Jones t-shirt when he's playing out, and he gets a lot of people coming up to him say, oh yeah, hey, I know about this, and I mean, a lot of people are waking up. I know that wasn't your main point. I really just want to assure you that these radio broadcasts are absolutely doing some good, and you know, we need to keep it up. And that's, I think, Charles in Louisiana had a good point, waking up the young people. I firmly believe that that's needs to be done.
Yeah, and Brian, you know, that's why I said, I made the statement that these people are so arrogant they couldn't have waited another 20, 30 years and they could have taken this over without firing a shot or anybody dying. Brian, thanks for your call. We got to run. I got a break here.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.